course, people are different and they have different notions. So wish you luck with that.
Thank
and
you
I
very
hope
much.
You get the desired result
you
that
too.
You're waiting for. Do you think as a youth you have any problem?
Yes, of course. You know, we are living in a society that has especially standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for meeting these standards, you have to do something. You have to face many obstacles, and you cannot just turn around these obstacles. You have to face them, you have to solve them, and there is nothing like, for example, to cut this long road. You have to go through it. You have to
mm-hmm.
do anything you have in your power to achieve what you want. And in this road, I think it's natural to have some problems. First of all, I think one of my biggest problems is that I don't have stable feelings and emotions.
Oh, yeah, that's very common.
Yeah. For example, I cannot decide, I'm really certain and sure about this decision. No, I cannot tell that because I'm not sure about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I think, a natural problem for this age.
Welcome to the club. It's very natural to everyone, I guess.
Yeah,
so
exactly. For this generation and this age, it's a natural thing. But actually, it's a problem.
Yes, it needs to be solved because
exactly.
at a certain level, it's going to turn into a really, really disaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, it reminded me of a beautiful quote from Imam Ali alayhi salam that when, for example, when you have feeling for something, when you love something, your sight and your hearing will lose its power to see the reality. And you cannot tolerate any disagreement or anything against the object of devotion that you have.
Yeah, that's very true. So it's another problem, you know?
I know that, exactly. And so for finding friend or even in my routine communication, even I have problems. And
Are you an introvert?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I don't
you are.
Yeah, yes, I am.
That's why you have problem with communicating.
Yeah, I'm not shy or something, but... You know, I cannot express
at least
my
you
feelings
look shy.
The way I want to. I look?
Yes.
Thank you. But the thing is, you know, I cannot express my feelings with words. It's really hard to find the best words.
Yeah, usually words are not enough to convey the meanings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And always there is a gap between what you really want to say and what you say.
So, up until now... let me just make it clear
yeah.
that we are talking about the problems of the modern youth.
Yeah.
One of the problems that you counted was?
About the problems that you have with your feelings and emotions, expressing them.
Yes, expressing feelings and emotions and also indecisiveness.
Yeah.
You cannot say whether your decision is right or wrong.
Exactly.
And you cannot make sure if it is your last decision.
Exactly.
And we said that sometimes is very much common and natural because I do feel that way as well. Dear listeners, this is IRB English Radio. Don't leave us, please. Just go for a little break and I'll be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
There are too much more of these sort of problems.
Yeah.
If I count another one, I would say laziness is another
exactly.
problem. Because youth is actually the spring of your life. When you are not giving it enough value, when you are not making the most of it, then there would come a time that you would regret it.
Exactly.
They would say that, oh my God, time has passed and I have done nothing. Though I could have been something really, really different. You might have been, I don't know, a doctor. You might have been a physician, anything.
Anything.
You might have been a help to humanity, but you have wasted all your lifetime using your cell phone doing nothing.
Exactly. I wanted to tell the same thing somehow.
Yeah.
You know, I think the main problem is because of our society or our culture, I don't know what is the reason, but for example, when the kids are kids, they want to grow up too fast. They want to involve themselves in some economic matters, some financial matters, that these matters are not related to
them. They have
big
dreams.
Exactly. But for example, when they have a kind of family that will protect them, will somehow support them in this wrong way, they will become an adult in young ages. That is a big disaster, because when they become older, when they become youth, when they become teenagers, they feel like there is something empty in their lives.
So you mean that they have a materialistic point of view?
Exactly. And for just filling this emptiness in their souls, they would do anything. They would waste their time in relations that...
And even they might go to some extremes that would cross the borders.
Exactly. And they want to do anything to fill this, no matter what it is, no matter how wrong it is, and no matter what effect it has
at whatever cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, you cannot find the person who is worth to blame here, because all the people have some faults here for this future that is going to be a disaster. Because, for example, when you come for 40 years old and you see you're nothing, you achieve nothing in your life.
Well,
and
you know, there's another thing as well. Bita, something has happened to modern youth since we're talking to youth.
Yes.
I would say, again, I would blame internet, because it has brought too much of goodness to our life. It has brought speed. It has brought some sort of satisfaction even, because nowadays everything has become much
even
more easier.
Even perfectionism.
Yeah. But that perfectionism is the thing that I have problem with.
Exactly.
So it is one of the biggest problems ever. But just as I was saying, internet has brought some really, really big problems. One of them is the thing that you mentioned, creating some people who are searching for perfectionism, which will never exist. It is something that will never be achieved.
I do agree with that point, unfortunately, because there are many celebrities. There are many people who show an unrealistic picture from life that you're unable to achieve that standard of life.
That's
and
very true.
You see that, you become depressed. Oh my God, why not me?
Yeah.
Why I'm not like that? Why I cannot wear that clothes, for example? Mm-hmm. Why I cannot have that car? Why? You know, and you face
Shall
some
we
needs.
Call that hypocrisy?
Maybe, yeah.
You know, because media has made it easy for everyone to make a perfect picture of themselves, which is exactly the reverse of what they truly are.
Exactly.
I am showing how kind, how modest, how humble I am.
How beautiful you are.
Yes, how beautiful I look. My skin does not have a spot on it. Everything is just perfect and peachy. But when I when people come to dig deeper and they come to pass the surface and they get into my soul, then they would see it's empty.
Exactly.
It's a barren field.
I think the point is we are making a big gap between what we really are in this world and what we're going to be, our ideal self, you know?
Yeah.
And the more the gap is, the biggest disaster will be in the future, because you will find yourself in a situation, in a place, and in a relation that you cannot be yourself. You make a picture of yourself which is not yourself, and that is a big catastrophe, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because after a while, you will lose your true self.
You would have a double character, you know?
Exactly.
Which is a horrible thing for a human being, because when I am one person, dealing with my problems and dilemmas is going to be difficult, much less thinking about another character that I'm creating out of myself. It's going to be horrible.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, you will lose yourself. You will forget your true self. And after a while, you will get tired from what you're not. And for finding the true self that you lose, you have to waste a big amount of time again.
Yeah.
And this is a disaster.
So now what do you say about a break?
Exactly. I do agree with you.
So, dear listeners, I hope you're not tired. Let's go for a short break. We'll be back in no time. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. We're coming back. Welcome back. You're listening to Youth Station. We are talking about the common problems of the youth of modern age. So we talked about plenty of those problems: indecisiveness, getting to live a double life since there's media, and we have to deal with too much of perfectionism that is an absolute lie. You're listening to Asma, and here with me I have Beta.
The thing I want to talk about right now is there are many problems. If we want to count them, get old to count them.
We would need an eternity to count them.
Exactly. And I think we have to talk about the solution to these problems more than anything. And in my opinion, one of the most important solutions for all of these problems in youth generation is goal. You have to choose a goal.
Yeah, you have to find a goal.
Exactly. And to follow
Which is very difficult, by the way.
I know. It is difficult. And also, there are many factors in environment and the place you live and anything in your communication that will affect your goal, the way you want to choose it, the way you want to decide it. And no matter what you choose, always there are some difficulties, there are some obstacles, and you have to face them. And before you choose a goal, before you decide to do something, you have to empower yourself for these difficulties.
Yeah. And aside from that goal that you mentioned, I would like to ask you a question. What do you think about religion? Does it have any impact on solving these problems?
Exactly. Religion, I think, is a special bond with your spirituality in this world. And when you become nearer to God, or you have a better communication with anything in this religion, no matter what you believe, when you believe it truly, it gives you a way. For example, you decide to do something, you have to consider some factors in this way. You shouldn't do something like, I don't know, lying. Like, one of the things which is really important in a religion is God worry and taqwa. When you're God worry.
And if you want to define taqwa, what would you call it?
It means the fear of God.
Yeah.
Not only the fear which is mixed with love.
That gives you restraint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that taqwa will restrict your actions.
Self-control. It's a self-control.
It's a self-control in a good way. Because, because the love is next to taqwa always.
That is very important. So we were talking about the problems of the youth, and we said that there are a numerous amount of problems. If you want to count them, then we would need an eternity. I would write some volumes of book for that. But the thing that is going to solve it is actually the bond that we have with God. The spirituality that we experience with God is the best way to find solutions for our problems. So I know it is very difficult and it is easier said than done, but trust me, when you enrich your connection with Allah, everything is going to be easier. So thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah bless and protect you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
News, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With the light.
Animals, no matter pets or wild, are more vulnerable to drowning or dying in resulting floods and mudslides. A veterinarian school in Pakistan is offering free treatment for animals injured in the recent devastating floods. The veterinary surgery department of Sindh Agriculture University has set up a makeshift animal hospital as flooding hit humans and animals alike in the surrounding area. Volunteers have been providing anything from surgery to medicine and even ultrasounds to the animals free of cost. People from flood affected areas can be seen bringing their farm animals such as goats, donkeys, buffaloes, and cows into the center. The worst floods in history have killed an estimated 800,000 farm animals. But there were many heartwarming videos trolling on social media showing people come to rescue animals being stuck hopelessly.
Iran is famous for its hand-knotted carpets and ancient art which have been loved for centuries and are never going out of style despite changing tastes and increased competition from Asia. Striking geometric shapes that recall 20th century abstract art are what we expect to see in handmade Iranian rugs. But weavers and exporters have been forced to redesign a tradition dating back more than 2,000 years due to numerous problems. Carpet exporter Ahad Azimzadeh says, however, that a revolution is underway. Iranian rugs are known for dense, curving floral designs in rich colors. They were put on display in a recent exhibition that featured a rug with small squares of hypnotic diagonal blue and white lines and another depicting diamond and other patterns in gold silk. Some countries have overtaken Iran in the global market, but many say modern carpets will never replace the traditional ones, which are deep-rooted in Iranian culture. These days, computer technology is impacting every aspect of our life, providing a greater ability to place things, events, and people within context. An Iraqi museum has started using the technology and virtual reality headsets to make exhibits interactive and to bring scenes back to life. Visitors can explore heritage sites destroyed by terrorist groups. Now using thousands of photographs, a group of local engineers have given a virtual rebirth to five historic sites in Mosul and a broader Nineveh province. That includes a mosque and its leaning minaret. But this museum brings sites back to life for the people who live in Mosul. Although large parts of the old city remain oceans of debris, authorities are trying to restore historic sites, mosques and churches in Mosul. A private museum along the Tigris River, which opened in mid-June, saw more than 4,000 visitors in its first month. The floating cinema of unknown waters is back in the Italian city of Venice and spectators are getting buoyant to reach the annual Open Sea Film Festival. On board a rowing boat, a motorboat, gondolas and whatever capable of floating, spectators sail to the shallows behind the Giudecca Island for this one-of-a-kind cinematic experience. The audience can watch the program from their own boat or a barge with chairs for those without floating transportation. The event consists of a series of screenings, performances and presentations on a floating platform and is held for 12 nights in the Venetian Lagoon.
A new bird species has been discovered on the southernmost islands of the Americas. Biologists are baffled.
Discovering new bird species is very, very difficult and rare because the world has been more focused on observing birds. Therefore, this means the discovery site is unique in the sub-Antarctic zone, on which Chile has important sovereignty. This raises the importance of caring for the environment and unique ecosystems, as these sites will allow us to carry out research on climate change, new species and behaviors.
The tiny bird weighs only 16 grams and has a large beak with black and yellow streaks along its body. Researchers say the animal is a subcategory of a species typically found in the Patagonia forest and inhabits tree trunks. But the newly discovered cousin has surprised scientists as it learned to burrow and live in a harsh tundra climate with bitter temperatures. The Diego Ramirez Archipelago, where the bird was found is an isolated bit of land. It also lacks mammalian predators and woody plants. Biologists and researchers from Chilean universities and various academic centers studied the birds for 6 years before announcing the new species.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
The next moonshot is finally getting closer. NASA says it's ready to test its next-generation rocket ship on an epic launch set for August 29th as part of its mission to send people to the moon.
This new deep space exploration system is going to take us back to the moon and to new science discoveries that we can't even imagine yet. NASA is about to make history with this first flight of the Artemis program.
The mega rocket combines the Space Launch System, or SLS, and the Orion crew capsule it will carry to space. The rocket is due to blast off for a test drive from the U.S. base Kennedy Space Center, sending an empty crew capsule around the moon and back to the Earth. The Artemis 1 test flight is planned to take 6 weeks. It's meant to rigorously stress the systems to determine whether the vehicle is ready to safely carry astronauts. The program aims to establish a long-term lunar colony as a stepping stone to the even more ambitious future voyages that will send people to Mars. The SLS represents the biggest new vertical launch system NASA has built since those flown in the 1960s and 70s. In this story, we tell you about what could be the bright side of climate change, and that's the discovery of dinosaur tracks dating back to 113 million years ago. The tracks were found in the U.S. state of Texas, where drought has dried up parts of Palaxy River. Experts say the tracks belong to a two-legged dinosaur with small arms and weighing 7 tons. They say dinosaurs made the prints as they roamed muddy areas over 100 million years ago. The prints were then covered over with sediment due to a flood. And after that, they turned into limestone, protecting the prints. The experts say the tracks have not been seen either before or in decades. Age does not matter, it's the heart that counts. A Guatemalan female footballer has proved that there is no point one should worry about the age. 57-year-old Alma Salazar has a passion for soccer and takes care of her team's goalpost. Known as Flying Granny, she launches herself and deflects a ball that's looking for the nets. The passion for the sport was born when she was 19 years old. She started training with a men's team where she often found a place as a goalkeeper. Since then, Alma has played for several professional and amateur football clubs. In her room that overlooks a local stadium, Alma keeps the trophies she has won on a table, most of them as the least defeated goalkeeper. Locals praise her as an unbeatable goalkeeper. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An inflatable building that explores how people would potentially live on Mars has been unveiled in the British city of Bristol. It's a two-story structure with an area of 570 square feet, powered by solar panels. It's designed to cope with temperatures as low as minus 63 degrees Celsius. Although the Martian house will be displayed above ground, its lower level will be fully buried to maximize protection against the harsh environment on Mars. Inside, the top floor features a hydroponic living room filled with decorative plants that feed into a circular wastewater system. A team of experts helped develop the design, taking into consideration the complexity of transporting materials to the red planet and what is already there.
So in the gold inflatable structure which you see above you, that's the main living space of the Martian house. It's gold to reflect dangerous solar rays and cosmic radiation, and it's inflatable because it would be filled with a special concrete made of the dust and water that you find on Mars, again to protect you from those dangerous solar and cosmic rays.
The Martian house was envisioned by local artists 7 years ago. The artists also brought together space scientists, architects, engineers, designers, and even school children. The space-age dwelling explores what a house on Mars could be like and is meant to for research and experiments about the future. The major objective of the project, however, is to provoke questions about living more sustainably with the resources at hand here on Earth. Japanese plastic food artisans are showcasing their mouth-watering artificial creations at an exhibition in Japan's capital city, Tokyo. From the Leaning Tower of Pizza to fish slicing and cooking, or even the quirky stacked pancakes, you can find almost everything at the exhibit. Other sculptors, including a deep-fried shrimp with four braided legs scaling a mountain of shredded cabbage like a tiger. Another creation on display is a Tetris game made of chicken. Plastic food artists get really excited for the exhibition each year as they are given a chance to practice their own spin on creativity, bringing food to life with curious characters.
So normally we have to follow orders from clients. We take their views on board when we're making items. Normally that's our work. But for the competition, you can use your imagination. How it finally ends up is totally up to you. I like that aspect of it.
There are some 60 sculptors on display. Some are silly, but others highlight the artist's skills. The models were made with the same careful detail as the rock-solid noodle soups and crispy-looking plastic snacks on display outside Japanese restaurants. There is a lucrative business for them in Japan.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili And you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker Sheikh Noor Muhammad Who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum Dear Sheikh, I welcome you to the studio and, of course, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today we will continue the previous session's topic where we were speaking quite philosophically, I believe, about the concept of God.
Yeah.
And today I want to raise a new question to try to answer some other doubts some people have about the whole concept of God and their being a creator. We believe that there is a creator, and it is obvious to us who believe in a creator, who are Muslims, that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's the sustainer. Without him, nothing can exist. But now we have some people saying that, in truth, we do not have a need for God, wal-iyadu billah, God forbid. And that is because we are technologically developing every single day more and more, and we are reaching a stage in this development where we do not see the need for somebody like a being, a creator, to oversee us, to protect us, to feed us, to help us. For example, if I am sick, I can simply go to the hospital or find a doctor and get some medicine and be cured. I do not need, for example, they say, to pray to God, to ask a God for forgiveness or help in curing my illness and so on and so forth. So how do we answer this question and this doubt, dear Sheikh? Because now we're seeing, unfortunately, many people buying into this sort of talk and ideology because they're seeing we're living quite good. We live in a good country. The economy is going great. We have high-paying jobs. Why do we need a God again? Remind us. So how do we answer this, dear Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that this weak human being who has a lot of deficiency within him or her, sometimes we cannot, as you mentioned, a lot of examples about how we have these kind of abilities, we have these technologies and so on and so forth. But you look at, on the other hand, you look at the weakness of this human being. I want to say that if you look at this human being, the process of the creation of human being, look at the beginning of the creation of this human being, which was a semen and drop of fluid, and he has been created to the and growth, kind of growth of that, and he or she has a growth and then become complete human being. Look at this process. I want to say that who has given this ability to human being to become this complete human being? Okay,
right.
Or I gave the example of plant that has a growth and become the beautiful flower and many other examples of that. But I would like to add to these explanations that this weak human being has all these abilities and all these technologies that you mentioned, he or she cannot save himself or herself against all, even natural disasters.
Right.
Look at this flood or any other, earthquake or any other natural disaster. Who is a sustainer and, creator who saved this human being from all these natural disasters. If you look at it carefully, for example, in an accident, suddenly we call it, you are saved and you call it by chance. But it is not chance.
Right.
Creator, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has saved you from all these natural disasters. You know, if you look at the verses of Noble Quran, we have these verses of Noble Quran talking about the safeguarding of human being from all these natural disasters. I want to say that this human being is actually weak human being. We cannot save ourselves from many diseases and many, you know, natural phenomena and natural disasters. We cannot escape from death. Okay.
Right, good point. We cannot escape from death, exactly.
Yes. I want to say that with all this progress that we have and with all this, development that we have, still we are weak human beings.
Ya
ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, you are poor and you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of your life.
But in a objectioner to this might say, we will one day reach such a high level of technological development that we may even not even have death as a problem anymore. Because they're going to continue arguing. They might even say in natural disasters, for example, earthquakes. In Japan, we have developed buildings who do not fall when there is an earthquake. And they say technology has saved us. What do we say to them?
I want to say that even you have the most complete of technologies, but still you have these kind of, people who lose their life by these natural disasters. Of course, this is an example for
right.
the for understanding the Creator and for understanding the, we have this Almighty and we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we need to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to save and to seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need this concept. I can give you many other examples and reasons for that. And of course, we have many other, examples and samples for the that we need and and there is a Rabbul Alameen, the sustainer of this universe and the owner.
A caretaker.
Caretaker of this universe, and why we need that. Philosophically speaking, this human being has kind of possibility. Your existence is a possible existence, and we need somebody and we need a creator who support us and who sustain us. If you go to this philosophical book, they have lots of rational arguments for the need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
right.
and which we call it the wajibul wujud, which is a necessary being or who is almighty, all powerful, and all of that, all creatures of Allah, they rely on him,
right.
But if you put all these philosophical arguments, of course, they are valid arguments and they have been based on the rational understanding of the human being. But if you put all of that aside, if you go to this, as I said, to this natural phenomena, you can easily understand that why we need the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear Sheikh, we have recently some atheists, also we can call them philosophers in Europe especially, who talk about, again, the need for a God. They argue that this need, this figure, is something that we ourselves have created in times of need. They say, for example, when you encounter a danger, for example, a wild bear, you're walking in a forest, you see a wild bear. You have a reflex, you have some instincts, flight or fight, they call it. Either you run away or you fight the danger.
Yeah.
They say the same thing, our brain is so much developed, it has developed so much, that it also creates a source of hope, which we call God, but it is only a mental existence that the human body, the human mind, it has created it to cope with trauma, with problems, facing danger, and so on and so forth. How would we answer such an objection, dear Sheikh?
I think the simple answer to this question is the creation of human being, himself or herself. Okay? If you look at within yourself, you understand that it is impossible that I have been created via nothing, or for example, randomly. Look at the different abilities that we have, you know. If you look at this, even the body of human being, it has a lot of harmony within it, okay? If you look at these powers that we have, the power of seeing, smelling, and, you know, touching, and so on and so forth, and different, very delicate creation that we have within ourselves and within our body, okay? Just give it a thought. Is that possible that this beautiful, harmonious body of human being with all this delicacy about each and every part of the, you know, creation, for example, look at your hand, look at your leg, you know, even, you know, some parts of your body, your hand has a lot of, you know, complexity within it. If you look at, if you ask the physician, they can, maybe they can describe some aspect of that. Right. I want to say that this delicacy and complexity of human being with all this beautiful, harmonious creation within it, is that possible to have been created via nothing, I don't know, randomly or by any other being?
By chance.
By chance.
Right.
Is that possible? No. It is impossible to have been created you know, by chance or by any other things. You know, we do not talk about your soul. We do not talk about other realm of existence because, right, unfortunately, most of us, we have been, you know, embedded into materialism. And maybe we do not have, we cannot understand other scope of the, you know, creation. But even you look, if you look at this natural phenomena within the, you know, creation of human being or within the creation of other creatures, look at the animals, plants, and this beautiful, you know, sky, and this earth, all this harmony that you find, that all these beauties that you find on this planet, is it possible to have been created via nothing? So, I want to say that, and who is safeguarding this universe to be perished? Please ask some other people who are expert in this area. Look at this planet, is it, and this universe, is it possible to be maintained from all celestial dangers by chance? If you have a little bit of, you know, scientific understanding and information, you easily understand that it is impossible by all of these dangers, I don't know, in the celestial realm, it is impossible to be safeguarded from all of that, against all of that, except by one powerful, almighty maintainer, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, dear Sheikh, I would like to expand upon what you just said now, but we are out of time. So we will continue next session, inshallah. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Shedding tears for martyrs is tantamount to keeping the movement alive. It has been narrated that he who shed tears or makes others weep will be rewarded by admission to the paradise. This is because even he who simulates mourning and lamentation for the event of Karbala is helping to preserve the movement and uprising that was initiated by Imam al-Hussein will be rewarded via his martyrdom at Karbala. Our nation has been preserved by these mourning sessions. This is the reason agent of Reza Khan prevented these gatherings for lamentation of the Ashura event.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is the kindest, who's the most caring, who is closer than our veins to us. And my greetings and respect to all of you brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to this episode of the program Spring of Truth. We have selected some wise sayings from the wordings, from the statements of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And we try to share our insights, share our understanding of these excerpts, these statements of his, hoping that we can use them in our everyday lives. So the one that I have chosen today says, the initial point of any reform is man himself. If man is not educated properly, he cannot educate others. Well, no one is perfect. We all know that. That is not a problem, of course. It will turn into a problem when you're happy with how you are and you don't really try to become a better person in life.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala
When the water stays still, it begins to rot, it begins to stink and smell. So the first step in any change is to realize the need to change. to understand that there are many qualities in you which need to be changed, then the next step is to learn how to become a better person. You know, for that, you need to educate yourself. You need to read. You need to study. You need to reflect and then to practice. When you feel that you are changing for the better, that's the time that you feel so much happier in life and so much, you have so much more peace of mind. Thank you very much for being with us. Don't forget to join us for our next episode of the program, Spring of Truth. Until then, God bless you all and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Listeners special. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listener's Special on this Sunday, September 4th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Listener's Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters, so please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard in this program. Dear listeners, I, on behalf of all IRIB English radio staff, express my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace upon him, the second infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Please stay with us until the end of the program. Dear listeners, this is Listener's Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card from us. And here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Bashir Ahmad from Bangladesh, Juan Coba from Spain, and Bill McDavid from the US. Thank you very much, Bashir, Bill, and Juan. It shows your support and commitment to your radio, IRIB English Radio. And here I do send my appreciations to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails from around the world, including Akbar Haidar from Pakistan, Pradeep Chandra from India. Again, from India, we've received an email from K.M. Raju. And from Finland, we have an email from Olof Ratovara, one of our old and regular listeners. And the last but not the least, we have an email from Alex Choroba from Germany. So after a short break, I will be back with you to see what these emails says. Welcome back. As I said, Akbar Haider from Pakistan has sent us an email. Let's see what Akbar Haider says. Dear staff of IRIB English Radio, I had a chance to listen to a piece of Iranian music and also my very favorite mailbox program, Listeners Special. Kindly send me new program schedule and frequency schedule and printed QSL or EQSL card. Thank you. Salam Akbar Haider from Pakistan, and please accept our appreciations to you for this email. We are always ready, and we always welcome our dear listeners' attitudes about our broadcast and, of course, the quality of the programs. So please let us know which programs or program you like the best and which programs are your favorite. Surely, Akbar Haider from Pakistan, in the time of pandemic, sending any material on behalf of our radio is halted. So in order to find our frequency schedule, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find the frequency schedule. But for the time being, please accept our electronic QSL card as verification. Akbar Haider from Pakistan, again, thank you for sending us this email. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And from India, we've received an email from Pradeep Chandra. Let's see what Pradeep says. Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, warm greetings from India. This email is to inform you that IRIB English Radio program has not been audible well here for many days. Few days ago, I could listen to your English program considerably well, which made me want to submit you a reception report. Kindly check the contents of this report with attached audio clips. I would appreciate your QSL verification card in return. With regards and best wishes. Salam, Pradeep Chandra from India, and warm greetings to you as well. Thank you very much for sending us this email. I'm very sorry for the trouble you had regarding the audio, but the good news is that our technicians at IRIB English Radio will fix the problem soon, if the problem is at our behalf. I also thank you for the reception report you sent, so please accept our electronic QSL card as verification. We wish you all the best. Pradeep Chandra from India, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And dear listeners of Listeners Special, after a short break, I will be back with you. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we've received another email from India from K.M. Raju. K.M. Raju says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, hello and thank you for your service. I accidentally turned into your English radio and I have become a radio listener since. It would be great if you do me a favor and send me your radio frequency guide as well as a few cultural books of your country. Thank you. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. K.M. Raju from India, thank you very much for sending this email to your radio, IRIB English Radio. What a sweet experience. I mean, to be accidentally familiar with IRIB English Radio, that's a sweet experience. So please accept our EQSL card as a verification and confirmation. As you know, in the time of pandemic, sending any material on behalf of our radio is not possible. So please accept this electronic QSL card as a verification. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. K.M. Raju from India. And from Finland, we've received an email from one of our Åland regular listeners, Olof Ratovara. Olof says, "Dear IRIB English radio staff, greetings from Finland. Thank you for verifying my listening report. In my opinion, the program I heard was good and useful. There are interesting articles and mindful lectures on Islamic issues which I listen to. You are doing a great job. Best regards, your listener from Finland, Olof." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And of course, IRIB English Radio to you, Olof, from Finland. Thank you very much for this email, Olof. So, you recently listened to a program on Islamic issues and it seems that you enjoyed it. And generally, it seems that you like articles and the lectures on Islamic issues. Olof from Finland,